それいいな。
Oh, that's right.
Motion to go out of executive session.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
He was an executive?
No. No, you were.
Oh. Happens every time we talk about it.
Every time.
What account number am I looking for, Mr. Rick?
I would say if I looked at 355.
It is. Okay.
Golly, my stomach. Where's them donuts, Dan?
They're upstairs. And
they're still here?
Yeah. You have to warm them up.
Not me. I can eat cold pizza, cold donuts. It don't matter.
I've got oats hung up in my teeth. I'm going to eat them oat bars out of the candy machine. I want to do that at all.
Bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What we have done thus far, James, for golly, hear that one? I'm going to get it. Is move. We're looking at everybody's 2011 salaries. And until we make the decision about that, that's where we're at. We're going to make a decision. I know that you are not within general county revenue, but obviously you're within the county. It's our desire to see that increases are given. We just have to reach a point where we can do that. Obviously, you heard what we had said yesterday regarding general county revenue. I've looked at your makeup here for revenues, and while we're not anticipating that the county would be involved, we have set monies aside in case the county needs to be involved. Is there something else that was in there, guys, that I'm missing? What's your equipment expense, James? What is that?
That's because of, Ron, I will put that equipment expense in because we've got those old copy machines and stuff that's like ancient. We take anybody's used stuff.
Yeah, but I don't, let me back up. I don't see it. What I see in the budget is equipment repair, vehicle maintenance, and liability insurance. Am I looking at this wrong? I'm not.
So what are you talking about equipment expense? Do I have it in yours?
You don't have it in here.
No.
Do you need to have it in here?
As long as that old stuff lasts, I don't.
What? You got total equipment expense that was approved last year for 95. You got 10.5 this year, right?
The difference, Danny, is that insurance liability, and I have no idea why we've got that there. That's probably something that probably should be in a different group.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, he'll have liability insurance cost, but it will be in, it should be down here 335.40 or 335.59.
Yeah, because I questioned that on why two vehicles would have that kind of liability on them. I think I questioned Rick because it was in equipment expense.
So is what the county has done, including what we just did in January, that's ferreted out separately because of the assessment fund being the assessment fund, and that we get reimbursed based upon those expenses, which is probably why it's line item to this budget?
It probably should be line item to other extent rather than...
Well, I meant within his overall budget rather than within GCR. That's where I was headed with
part of the personal liability.
Yeah, that's what we found out later.
I wonder if I made that line or somebody else did that. That should have been...
The computer may have kicked it back.
It looks like we paid for it there for several years. It may have been there when I got here, but it shouldn't be there. It should be down in the
there should be $52,000 added to my revenue line.
In what particular place?
Because we're collecting on occupancy now.
Which line would that go into?
It would be collectors withholdings in.
Yeah.
So instead of $450,000, it needs to be $502,000.
Right.
That will be 355.84023.
Do we have any flyover the expenditures contained within this budget?
Not
I know that because budget. We have some in IT, IS, whatever that's called. Should there be some here too?
Roman, when we do that, he does have part of the expenses. I think there's a line we've taken out of the report.
Yeah, but you know, I've always argued that our maintenance of that should be our portion of that. We maintain that daily, a flyover that comes in, and the statutes are pretty straight on that the county commission.
I understand that. I'm talking about the purchase of it.
Right. Whatever you guys want to do on that. Right?
It would be helpful
to get in that portion.
If a portion of that was expended from here. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's. I know you maintain it. That's the physical labor you do by putting into it. And,
but the reason I didn't is because of the squeeze on money and not knowing.
You're going to have that extra $52,000. You're probably going to have those extra money.
What is the flyover going to cost? I don't know.
Well, they've quick history. When I came here, it cost $262,000 to have a flyover. It was laying on my desk to pay for when I arrived. The second one we had flown in 03 cost $160,000. The third one we had flown in 06 was down to $92,000. And I'm understanding we can have this pictometry come in and fly this county for $62,000 and give us the 3D imagery and everything. It's just fantastic.
Airplane fuel is going to cost that much.
I know, but it's amazing. It's amazing how it's just went.
Come down. So that's a bid process we go through? It's not something the county's already done, or is it? I don't.
Usually the IT department bid that.
You guys probably know more about it than I do. I think that the sewer department has already maybe even spent some money for that. And I say that because I think for one of the purchasers, I don't know if that. And I know you guys had talked to them about that should be something we could share cost.
Are they doing their own?
I don't know.
They should. Should layer ours.
Beings that in 2 weeks they're going to be a separate, completely separate, autonomous. They are an autonomous political subdivision. We just haven't created. We just haven't treated it that way.
That's something on the bid process.
I wish you'd give. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know that we couldn't label that as being what is it? Not an exclusive, but pictometry has already flew the city of Branson. This year, they said they was willing to hook onto the ends of their flies, and we would get that for free. The county would get what was there for free. So that's something that the other companies would have to bid as flying the entire county and furnishing the entire county. But pictometry, we've already had a session with pictometry on how to read what their flyover would demo to us. And it's the only 3D that I know out there.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to me again, and I know I'm slow on this. We transfer to county insured, and that's been dental?
You know, dental, life insurance,
and we've done that because there was a self-insured plan in place?
That was self-insured. And dental is still self-insured. It may change, but it is right now.
Yeah.
The life insurance was self-insured, but what, 2-3 years ago, we actually looked at that, and it seemed like it was a lot less expensive just to buy those policies forthright.
If James or another employee elects to do something that the county's not covering, that comes out of their check, right? So then, once they're paid, that amount's withheld and goes to pay whatever insurance it is that they selected. That doesn't go through here. Okay. Okay. Just getting this right in my mind. Because with our new... Don? Don? So my question is, if we may no longer need that account, that's where I'm headed, with the changes that were made in the insurance.
See, I don't know if made in the insurance, I think that.
And I'm going to ask, because I can't specifically speak to that without the... Within the bid that was just accepted for insurance,
mm-hmm.
First, life. I know that that's changing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to be a self-funded pool, right?
Life insurance? No, it's life insurance. We haven't had life self-funded.
Okay. Let's go then to the dental that was just accepted. That's not going to be a pool either?
I don't know. I wasn't here when y'all discussed the dental. We moved out, so I'm not sure on that. But they priced it both ways.
Would you do me the favor?
She's going to be here at 10:30.
Oh. Would you get a hold of her? And would you ask her? Because there was a couple of things that he was going to pinpoint for us,
mm-hmm.
that weren't pinpointed, that we need to have. Where I'm headed with this is, there are we going to need the, what's it called, transfer to county insured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm thinking we may not.
No, because yesterday whenever I talked to her, I told her the prices of what we were playing existed and was paying, and she told me that she said that's a premium price. She said I can do a lot better than that, but she didn't say whether it was county insured or if it was some other deal.
And it was my thinking the other day when we had those conversations that it was some other deal. That's why I was bringing that up. In which case, this line item, if that's the case, probably wouldn't be there, but the expenses would be reflected within your own salaries for whatever's withheld, right?
Yeah,
although,
well,
help me out, what about dependents?
The dependents would come out of the employee's check.
Also, oh, yeah, okay.
It would be what you're paying for your employees.
It'll depend on whether or not the county's picking up the tab on those things. If the county's picking up the tab, then you'll want to pull that from 600 account studio. Is that correct? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, if the county, if a chance it's not county insured, then the county insured could go away. That's only for that dental was set up just because we had county insured.
Would you ask? I need to know that from the lady. She's going to be here in just a few
she's
minutes.
She's going to be here. She's supposed to be with you.
What's her name? With me?
Yeah, Jamie.
I've already signed what she needs.
Oh, you already signed everything?
Yeah.
No, she's got one more signature.
Got one more? Jamie, all right.
She'll be here, though. I'll find that out.
Well, we really do need to.
It depends on what those things are.
Was it county insured, or was it just going to be a plan? It's just a plan.
Makes a big difference, though. Thank you. James, two or three things that I would ask you on this, the budget. Number one, obviously, we're going to have to work out and fine-tune based upon what the county is able to do as far as salaries, what Social Security is going to be, what withholdings are going to be, et cetera. So, and that's going to be true in GCR as well, but that doesn't fall within anybody's individual budget like it does yours. So we'll work with Rick on that. But I would really like you to take a look out, because if you do need equipment, we probably need to have that in here. And if, in fact, you are willing to pay for part of that, what do you call it? Pictometry?
Mm-hmm. Flyover.
That's what flyover is. Is that the name of the company, or is that the name
Pictometry of it? Pictometry is the company.
Is the company?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. Okay, the company. I thought that's some fancy software. I really didn't know. Okay, name of the company. If, in fact, you could share in that, and we could work that in this budget, that would be a help, because we're looking for dollars wherever we can find them to try to make this budget.
All right, I've got about three questions.
Yes, sir.
Is there any more buyout for employees?
Not even been discussed.
Okay.
Not one word of it.
Well, that would that need to be budgeted in? Is there a are we going to continue with the legal services as they are today? Or does that need to be in my budgeted in?
If, in fact, you're going to have legal services, I would prefer that we put it in here. Personally, then we've not had that discussion unless I've forgotten. And I
well, see, that's the way it was for years, but then they took it away from me about three years ago. During we had the county had four or five court cases, and they said, we're going to start a pool here. Was that 3 years ago, Rick?
Well, my point is, if we're reimbursed from the state, then it's not coming out of your budget. We don't get reimbursed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a big proponent of, just like we just had another fund where we're going to be reimbursed on emergency management, but perhaps not if we don't have it in that budget. So,
well, that's.
Do you feel the same way, Danny? Is it?
But I don't care a bit to put that in the budget, because I'm still going to be to the positive side with the 52,000 addition.
But the thing of it is just making James aware that that's the way it was, because I assumed last year in my conversation that he was in the pool that we had on legal services, whenever actually I don't know that it was that way. I thought when we we made a change to put everything in a pool.
But I don't care a bit to put it in my budget. I mean, but those are things that.
There's some things that need to be ironed out. For example, should it be taken against your budget when, in fact, we're defending a decision that BOE made?
Right. That's an
answer. I mean, that's a question. Or should it be come out of a legal fund that's within general county revenue?
Right.
That's a question I had. I mean, that's explained, and that's where the conversation came out.
And I think that, personally, if it's BOE, then it needs to be legal services that we have outside the assessment fund budget. If it's someone that you need a counselor for that's prior to BOE or another matter, then it needs to come out of the assessment fund. That's my personal thinking.
Okay, and then Social Security.
Yep.
As a private business, there's a opt out of, you just have to pay, you don't have to match Social Security of employees. Is the county not in that situation?
We're required to match Social Security of employees. Absolutely.
You are?
Absolutely.
Even with the new bill signing as of
the best of my knowledge, absolutely.
Okay.
As a governmental entity. Now, if that's changed, I haven't heard it. What is it, Rick?
If you get something new, send it to me because I ain't ready to
No, I've been.
Okay, so we match this as
and is, and is it possible that they've done something that I don't know about? Yeah. But boy, I sure didn't know that, James.
That's private.
I'd be tickled.
That's private business. You didn't have to.
The federal law would allow. There's a county in Texas that we actually did opt out of that and have their own.
Well, which means that the employee pays 100%.
Well, No.
They don't
even think they partake in
one half.
Oh, they just opt out and they don't have Social Security withheld at all?
They don't have to.
And can never receive Social Security?
No.
Different. You guys are talking
two different things here. We need to check on it.
I'm positive the county has to do that, James.
When I read the law, it didn't mention government entities being exempt from
James,
law.
You got to stop reading the law. We got to have that discussion.
Well, it'd be a lot if the county doesn't have to match Social Security. Now, they doesn't put the burden on anyone.
Somebody has to pay it, James.
No, they don't.
Where does it come from?
My bookkeeper says, I don't apply because I know my employees. You don't have to match that Social Security as an employer. And I don't know why the county falls any other way.
I'm stand to be corrected, but I'm 100% convinced that the county is required to do
that. That's fine. I just know it changes lots of budgets.
You ain't kidding. It'd help us out a tremendous amount. I would tell you, but I dare say it's at least $1 million, maybe. Yeah. You could just made my budget.
And
half of it anyway. The other half's Danny. So could we work with you if you want to add $5,000 or whatever that is to equipment, and if you want to put something in for
pictometry.
And something for legal, then it would be in there and eat up what you've just given us as revenue.
Right. I usually for years I carried $10,000 in legal. I wouldn't care to. I know other departments have started contributing flyover. I wouldn't care to put $20,000 in flyover. That's what we normally carry. That's the things that was taken out about 3 or 4 years ago. And equipment, $5,000. I've got to buy some.
Do we want to just do this here now if you're agreeing?
Do it now.
Do it now.
If you can.
Well, I've added the $52,000 revenue.
I did get $10,000 legal fees. And flyover, I know there's a line that's probably not showing up in 5 years.
For the last two or 3 years.
Do we want to put on there, or is it just going to be policy? Because I don't want it to come up. Is that minus BOE legal?
No, but when we address our legal budget and other expense, we need to include.
Right.
We need to make, yeah, I think we need to make that statement.
Yeah, it needs to be made.
It needs to make any difference.
We'll put a BOE, we'll put whatever that is on the side.
Right.
Good point, sir.
$5,000. A good copy is probably going to cost you $6,500.
Well, right now he's got equipment purchase is zero. Do you want to put $5,000 in that line? Is that what you just said?
I'm thinking it ought to be a little bit more because I think he's looking at a copier, and I don't want him to buy a copy without having the scan function on it. I know, and you know how valuable that is.
Put $10,000 in that.
$10,000.
Because I think I have it with that $52,000.
And then we're talking, two, and then you've got three. Would this go under map maintenance?
I put it right underneath the 5550, open 999. I think there's a line.
Whoa. Up here in the top?
Yeah.
Under office expense? It wouldn't be under office expense, right?
No, it says miscellaneous other.
Yeah, but that's still.
999.
You mean down here?
Yeah, I put it down here.
I'm sorry.
Bottom of that. There's a line in there that we used to pay for.
We used to put flyover in there.
And it just is not pulled out because it's all zeros. So I'll find out what line that is, and that's the line number I'll use.
Okay. And I'm
going to
add
20. Mm-hmm. Well, look, which line
are
you
using?
The group is the 355.50. It's in that group someplace.
Oh. So under other expense, just at the bottom of the page, is where I wrote it in for now, and he's going to give me a number to attach to that. And you're going to move the liability insurance down to under other expense, Rick? 30,035? Or if you want to leave it there, that's okay with me. It's just an expense. But
I'm thinking it makes more sense down there. So I'll make a note and we'll look at it. I think why it's there, I don't know, but I think somebody else will put it there. So I need to look and see if I can see what rationale they use before I move it. Okay.
You also had an ending fund balance. Mm-hmm. We find that, which was 27,1208. Do you want to add that back in to anything, or do you want to have an ending fund balance? That's where I'm headed.
You're talking about the actual fund balance?
I'm talking about the fund balance. He says he's going to have a fund balance of 27,1208.
Normally,
I'm talking about the printout I have in front of me.
Yeah.
That's what it says. And he's going to have more if he doesn't budget it.
Well, you're talking the very bottom of 2012. Okay. There's a fund balance there, and if you want me to change that, put that fund balance into contingency so if you need to send it to the spending, I think that's what's
wrong. Right. We have it in the contingency. you don't know where these lawsuits are headed.
I said, right now, all we've added is 10,000 and 20. And so do you want to put all the rest in legal?
Yeah.
So the balance of that 52, which would be 22.
Well, the only thing in contingency, it'd be better.
But you can
get more equipment.
Put 10 into legal?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the legal line? Right. Is that then under other? Yeah, it is. Legal fees. You had 8. No, projected. Let's move that to 10. Well, that's only a $2,000 increase, isn't it?
I'd already done that.
Huh?
I'd already done that.
You'd already done what?
Let's take that up to $12,000.
Oh,
Chris, how are you doing?
I have no idea what's in there. No idea. Okay, well, the way I see it, whether he said that he's had it, that's 2, you want it to be 12. Now it's 12, which is a $4,000 increase. And we had 52,000. And we had a carryover of 27,1208. What should happen is we should go to contingency with 20,7208. And we'll find out if that matches what he's got when he gets back. Well, actually, it's not if we're temporarily going with 11 salaries. There's a difference there. Not much, though. Yeah, there is. Brought over the same. Oh, you made this. It doesn't say James. Is this different? Do you have something different, James, than what's that you turned in?
No.
This is made by assessor. That's why I'm asking. Oh, assessor. I think an auditor. Lord, give me a donut. Well, he'd asked for, am I mistaken, the same in salaries as what was approved in 2011? That's not reflected here.
Okay.
I think if you look over there.
I'm looking at the approved 2011. I'm looking at the requested by assessor. Is identical. At least on my form.
279,927.60 is the approved, right?
Pardon?
379,927.60. That
would be that. I must be looking at the wrong thing here.
He's looking at total.
Under salary expense, maybe.
Okay, and then it jumped to 384,119.40 and moved back to 379,927.60
until.
Well, we did that when we went through all the budgets.
Now, did I have calculated in a different employee for the same amount of employees?
You want to come over and look at this?
Because I'm not.
They've done all we can do.
Here's what.
James, right here it is. It's 355,10,835.
835. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay.
Isn't that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, help me with that. If you factor in that much more, why would it practically be the same as where it was? Is it just a replacement, or?
That's a half a year to a person that left at the half-year mark, which would have been a Sherry Gearin.
Yeah, but my point is, here was the budget for 11. Here's what you requested in.
And he didn't spend near what he was budgeted for.
5,000.
Right. Because this person left in the middle of the year.
One or two people during the year and hadn't replaced.
Linda Reynolds left in the middle of the year.
Okay.
Your buyout took worked in my office.
So we got 379 down to 760. All right.
Yeah. I have three. I can't remember the third one.
Okay, without putting any into contingency, Rick, or have you already done that? What's the amount you come to utilizing 2011 salary line?
Fund balance? Mm-hmm. 116.
No, not the fund balance, the total expenditures.
573,896.12.
Okay, can we go through that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm different. All right. Salary is 379,927.60, is that right?
Yes.
Office expense, 34,050.
Mm-hmm.
We moved equipment expense up to 20,500.
See, I didn't know that.
Well, we added 10,000 equipment purchase.
Oh, yeah. I do have that. 20,500.
Okay. Then 1,200 training mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Then in other expense, we added 4,000 in legal fees from 8 to 12, 20,000 pictometry, okay, which I put all that in. So total other expense is 107,118.52 plus 32. Plus, excuse me. 24.
I didn't copy.
You had plus 24 on that. 107,118 plus 24. Is that what you're saying?
Uh huh. Yes, sir.
When I copied that, I copied the formula, and so I'm assuming on my loggers, I had it working a formula, and it copied the formula over to the approved log.
Uh huh. Well, I left the...
So what is your total on that other expense then?
For other expense, well, all I did was add 24,000 to the 107,118.52.
Hope you get 131,118.52.
Well, 20 would be 98,108,118. I won't have.
That's what you got.
131,1.
So what do you have as a total expenditures?
I don't know. Not on other expense. I'm going to have 107, 118.52. Okay, all right, move on. Then on employee benefits, 98.8. It's a total of 665,596.12.
$565,596.12. Total expenses.
All right. Help me out. if we only added $34,000 to what the expenditures were, and yet we added revenues of $52,000, how could I be in the negative?
I'm not. I don't know.
What do you show as your total revenues?
Total revenues?
Mm-hmm.
665,500.
That's what I've got. And yet we've got total expenditures of 665,596,12. That would be more than the revenues.
What'd you have on the total? 665, Ron?
Well, thus far, 665,596,12.
I have a fund balance up at the top of 25,000. He will have at least that much of a fund balance when he starts 2012. I think it'll be a lot more than that, Ron.
Okay, all right. I didn't know you added a fund balance in. Okay. So, here's my thinking. James, tell me if you agree. We're adding $52,000 in revenue. We are looking at $10,000 input into the equipment expense line. We are increasing your legal fees from $8,000 to $12,000. Is that what you said? By $4,000, yes. We're adding pictometry expense of $20,000.
$34,000.
Those are the differences. And there is going to be a balance, based upon what I have, of some $24,000 plus. And you'd like that in a line that says contingency.
Yes.
Okay, then Rick can make those changes and make you a copy and us a copy. And is that now? Let me tell you this: we're going to come back and we're going to address salaries of employees in the courthouse. We hope to do that.
But now he's already got that addressed in here.
No, that's in those figures.
Actually,
it was in the request.
We took it out.
We took it out of the request.
Ron, let me make sure that you're in agreement with this. What I have done in the past.
Actually, all we took out was four, which is my concern, is $4,000. So the salary from 2011 to today, if that had increases in it, $4,000 is not going to catch all those increases. So there's been some shifting of, all I did was look at the salary line expense, but that's different than what his actual salaries are today. And what you're telling me is those salaries are an increase over what they were, so we really need to.
Yeah, because it's in there.
I believe you.
It's in there.
I believe you. Rick, you were saying, I'm sorry.
What I've done in the past is that when we balance the books for the year end, none of the revenues or expenses will change, but the fund balance.
I understand.
Will change.
Sure.
And when we get to the, you will approve revenues and budgets, and we'll have a little note in there, a caveat in there, that the fund balance will be whatever it is. And we'll have a good idea what it is.
Well, we'll know what the beginning fund balance is. His statement is he doesn't want an ending fund balance. He wants whatever those revenues are into contingency fund.
And here's my point. That would be the one expense that I would probably change after you approve that, is that contingency line.
Are we going to receive any revenues, do you think, after the 28th or 29th?
No, but a lot of times, if it's busy in Helen's office, they won't get posted to Mass 90, and I won't know what the fund balances are until probably 8th, 10th, something like that, depending on what's going on.
Well, then I suggest we have a final budget hearing like the 10th, like other first-class counties are having, so that we can have an accurate budget, personally.
that's fine with me. I just want you to know that that's...
I understand. I used to do those books. We would carry, and it would take us 4 or 5 days. We dated year end, and we just did the work when we could get her done.
And especially on the revenue side, I don't know what's going on in the health office, what happens at the end of the year, how much time she needs to get those in. So I need to work with her and everybody. She might be able to, she might tell me, oh, yeah, we can have those done by the end of the year, but I know they haven't before now. And it takes a little while to balance all the books in. Don't want to put in the numbers.
I know. I agree. That's where we're headed, though, sir. And we're going to have discussions based upon officers within General County Revenue making the decisions as to what they can or don't feel they can do. Thus far, we've had, for those who have given us final figures, we've hit somewhere between 5 and 10% less than what was approved in 2011.
Not actual.
Yes, sir. Which is more than what actual was in almost every situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are under budget.
On salary?
No. On overall budget.
Overall budget. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Meeting the president of the Commissioners Association is there, and to speak with you. I explained to her that you were in budget.
Can we take a recess and I make that call?
Yeah. She's on hold upstairs. Do you want to?
Done.
We have Mark that's out in the hallway. Yes. Thank you, James. We will get something in writing before we finalize everything and sit down with you.
Do you want me to transfer her to your cell phone?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, because Jim's
my personal.
Waiting on a 2-year.
Yeah.
TMAJ at